BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United States has announced details of its latest package of military aid to Ukraine, which it says is worth about $2.5 billion. The Pentagon said the assistance included scores of armoured vehicles and support for Ukraine's air defence. Earlier, several European countries pledged to step up military aid to Ukraine. The Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, General Christopher Cavoli, said tanks alone would not help Ukraine win the war.
With the question regarding Western tanks, I think it's clearly the case that Western technology is outperforming Russian technology. However, I would point out that it's not just tank on tank, it's the whole system. It's the supplies, it's the logistics system, it's the maintenance system, it's the target finding capability, and all of that comes together. So the complex of an army is much more important than any one of its individual parts.
The Hollywood actor Alec Baldwin is to be charged with involuntary manslaughter over the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on set in 2021. Helena Hutchins was killed when a prop gun Baldwin was using for the Western Rust fired a live bullet. Here's Sophie Long.
Helena Hutchins was on the set at the Bonanza Creek Ranch in New Mexico when the shootings and deaths depicted on the 19th century Western they were filming became all too real. Alec Baldwin was holding the gun that discharged the bullet that killed her. He now faces two charges of involuntary manslaughter. Armourer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was in charge of the guns and ammunition on set. She faces the same charges. Alec Baldwin's lawyer said the decision distorts Helena Hutchins' tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice, and that he had no reason to believe the gun was loaded with live rounds.
The United States has hit its dollar borrowing limit, setting the stage for a standoff between President Biden and the Republican-controlled House. The Republicans hope to make the White House accept spending cuts. It requires an act of Congress to raise or suspend the debt limit. Samira Hussein reports.
The U.S. government is no longer able to borrow money to pay any of its debts. If Congress doesn't address the debt limit swiftly, America would default for the first time in history. Most believe the financial consequences of the U.S. failing to pay its bills would be catastrophic. And yet many consider it a real possibility, given just how divided Congress is. For now, the Treasury Department will use extraordinary measures to avoid a default.
The American singer-songwriter David Crosby has died at the age of 81. He was rhythm guitarist in the rock band The Byrds in the 1960s. He then also enjoyed commercial success as part of the folk rock group Crosby, Stills and Nash. World News from the BBC. Riot police have fired tear gas at stone-throwing protesters on a further day of anti-government demonstrations in Peru. On the streets of the capital, Lima, members of the security forces confronted crowds, demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte. Most of the demonstrators backed the former president, Pedro Castillo, who was impeached and arrested after he tried to dissolve Congress last month. The president of Sierra Leone has signed into law an act which guarantees women equal pay and greater representation in government and business. Sierra Leonean women will now be guaranteed at least 30% representation in elected and appointed positions in public and private bodies. Other measures in the law include longer maternity leave. Scientists from the British Antarctic Survey say they found a new colony of emperor penguins using satellite mapping technology. The discovery raises the known population of this biggest species of penguin by 500. Here's Esme Stallard.
Researchers have turned to satellites to identify the biggest of the 18 penguin species. They look for the seabird's poo, known as guano, which stains the ice brown and is easy to spot against the white snow. This latest colony increases the total bird count by 500, but as a species, emperor penguin numbers are still decreasing. Warming temperatures caused by climate change are melting the sea ice platforms that they raise their young on. It is estimated that 80% of these animals will be gone by the end of the century.
Observations from citizen scientists worldwide have shown that the number of stars visible in the night sky has declined dramatically over the past decade. The cause is light pollution from artificial sources, which has increased by about 10% each year. The rate is different in different countries, but the night sky is brightening almost everywhere. BBC News.